11 o'clock. So don't give up. Oberlin and Tausch begins now. You know, let's get to a couple of your text messages. I feel like these Mondays, we have so much fun talking to people because we don't take a lot of calls during the course of the week. We kind of do it a lot on Monday and then kind of peters out through the rest of the week because we got so many great guests and Tausch has got so many fun ideas. But we neglect the texters unless they're calling.
We do.
Old T, the big jinxster.
Jinxster.
The Clinkster and the Jinxster, a new podcast only, digi only, brought to you by 565 Analytics Collective.
I'm going to say I have no complaints on the analytics firm this week. They nailed the Steinhoffler's this week.
Yeah, I saw that I was taking some shrapnel in the YouTube comments for not being very good on my Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, but I've been criticized roundly for them, but I actually pick real sleepers, not like, oh, I don't know, the $96 million first-round draft pick who gets a sack,
Emmanuel
but does...
Wilson?
No, 2 weeks ago. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't remember that.
And then complaining about not winning and being... cheated by the academy or by the collective.
I think what we're experiencing is this is just the first year Tausch hasn't been able to declare victory every week to secure a Steinhoffel's
by his own
win.
Hand.
Mm-hmm.
He done this to himself by hiring without paying his own analytics firm to do this.
Yeah,
and then bullying them when he doesn't like their decisions. Nothing this
no
week
bullying.
Though. No, there is.
Bullied. Come on. No bullying.
You could say there's no bullying, but there's bullying. Not this week, though. Hmm. Jesse, what do you have on the text line?
Tom in North Carolina. Here are my positives and negatives for the game. His positive, Malik Willis looked great. Negative, there was a definite drop-off after Evan Williams left. His solid tackling in the secondary was missed. Is it crazy to say that we actually missed Evan Williams, as Packers fans, on the field more than Jordan Love yesterday?
I don't know if I'll go quite that far. I will say
that's bold if you say that.
I was reminded again, not just by Evan Williams' absence, but by Darnell Savage's presence on the field for the Jaguars, the difference between having 29 and having formerly number 26. And I think Darnell Savage wasn't as bad as people made him out to be. But when you have guys playing like 29 and 33 have been, you're reminded how valuable it is for a defense to have a guy that doesn't miss tackles back there and who, if something gets out, they cover it up for you. And that's the value of having really good safety play, which even my guy Rudy Ford, God bless him, you know how much I love Rudy. Rudy. But him and Sav and Mr. Simone Biles, they are way better at that position than they were, but now they'll be tested if Evan Williams is out for a while.
Another text.
No doubt about it. And,
oh, sorry, Tausch.
I do think that
way to go, you buffoon.
Injury put a lot on more players. And Evan Williams, we've raved about him. I think yesterday showed how important he is to what this defense does.
That was the end of that? Okay. All right. I thought there was another thought coming through there. All right. Never mind. I false started on the last time I tried to interject. Now I didn't want to go too early.
Okay.
Nick and Wanakee. Amazingly, Malik Willis has been a better overall player than Jordan Love this year. I don't know if I agree with that.
What?
Especially if Love isn't 100%, there's no question the Willis should be under center against the Lions. Nick and Wanakee.
What you talking about, Nick? Now, come on. I love the Malik Willis story. Love the Malik Willis story.
Good story.
Jordan Love has turned the ball over more than you'd like. He's thrown more interceptions than you would like. But
he has played some fantastic football, too. Like, let's not lose sight of, so, like, I don't know. Is Malik Willis making the touchdown throw to Tucker Kraft last week? I don't know. I don't think so. Again.
I think Nick's point is, so is Malik Willis. I think that's his point.
I agree, but I think he went a bridge too far.
Okay. Malik Willis has been so much better than I ever could have anticipated. I saw the little bit that he played in Tennessee, and I don't know if I give Malik the credit or Matt LaFleur the credit, but it's like a whole different dude. He's more than a functional quarterback. He's good. You find his role, and obviously you have a better O-line around him, and you have better coaching. You put all that in, but nobody, and I don't care. You could be his parents. You could be his agent. You could be his biggest fan club supporter. Nobody thought Malik Willis could be this good and this vital to what is going on with Green Bay. Nobody
Agreed.
Thought that.
Agreed.
Goody, LaFleur, everybody. So kudos to everybody involved that this has transpired the way it has. And for Nick to say that, normally you'd think that's crazy talk. He's not completely out of pocket. Jordan Love has made some throws that I don't think Malik can make. The Tucker touchdown, the throw to Jaden Reed, which, by the way, he shouldn't have made.
Right.
A couple with a Rams game or whatever it was.
It's
so
fair.
I just think it's just crazy for me to think, oh, well, Jordan Love, if he's even 50%, needs to play. I am not there anymore.
I agree with you there.
I'm now at the point where if he is not at 80% plus, I want him to rest. I want him to take the bye, and I want him to come back refreshed and ready to go. And I want Malik Willis in at quarterback. And it would have been, if Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre at any point in their career, that they were at 50 or 60%, you say, let's go. Let's just go. I can't say that now. I have to say, give him some rest, and we can win with Malik leading us against Detroit. And this isn't playing Arizona or Tennessee. This is playing, by most people's view, outside of the Chiefs, the best team in the NFL. And I still feel good about Malik taking us to beat him. I do.
All right, so let me just ask you this, because I don't want to pile on with Nick, because I do think the point he made about percentage-wise and going with Malik Willis if Jordan Love's not ready or healthy enough is a fair one. Is it possible that, and again, I say this as someone who is loving the Malik Willis story. You know I love stories. Is it possible that the magic could run out and we are pushing the carriage turning into the pumpkin one tick toward the stroke of midnight, like that contest, a little too far? Like,
what are you saying?
I'm saying that he's gotten it done with some pretty strict parameters on what they've done with him. To this point, against the AFC South, remarkably enough, that maybe the magic will not continue if he has to start against Detroit. And maybe there'll be a return to a pumpkin a little bit. Like, I don't want to get carried away with Malik mania, is what I'm saying, basically.
That's entirely possible. But he has earned the right to have that happen, which not many guys have.
So where's
Malik
your line
has earned
of
the right?
Where's your line of demarcation of we're going with Malik?
80%.
Jordan's healthy enough to go.
80%.
Okay.
Jordan's 80%. He plays. Anything less than that, let's let it ride with Malik. Give Jordan 2 weeks to rest
because of the bye,
to let his body heal up. If this was a playoff game, I would say 60%.
Okay.
But because of
Fair
the way
enough.
Things have shaken out,
mm-hmm.
this is where I'm at.
All right, I'm
and
with you.
If Jordan
join that
can't,
club.
Can't protect himself and do what he needs to do, Malik Willis has earned the right to say, he has earned the confidence and trust of that locker room and that coaching staff that they can win with him. That in itself is a complete feather in his cap.
No doubt. I agree with everything you said. The point you made, though, about a playoff game, I think, is an interesting one.
No, you got to let it rip. Yeah, I want if that's the case, he's and I know a lot of people are going to look at this as a playoff game, and yeah,
it's
I
not.
Understand all that. It is not, and it's. I am not. I'm still a firm believer that the one seed is very, very important, but I made bold proclamations in the past that have not panned out.
Some might say
numerous
jinxes.
Reasons. I probably jinxed the Packers in that regard too, but. That one seat is a very important piece, and the Chiefs have reaped that. There have been many teams that have. I believe every Super Bowl since the one seat, there's at least been one seat in it. And you can fact check me on that. It might not be true, but it's still a huge advantage that would be the one thing this week, because all of a sudden if you don't beat Detroit, you have to go up there the next time.
Right.
And if they beat you there, it's probably a wrap, because then they'll have mm-hmm. a three-game lead just off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That will make it almost uncatchable. So it is a big game. I don't want to poo-poo the greatness of this, the importance of this game. But the bottom line is, the more important thing is getting your quarterback healthy and ready to make this last season, this second half season push is much more important than if we find a way to beat the Detroit Lions.
Let's play some trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
I can't believe we're actually doing it on a Monday. The sports weekend recap is today's trivia category. Recapping the sports weekend as we always do when we do trivia on Mondays.
What caller you want?
Malik Willis is number 2? That sounds enjoyable.
Sounds like a very brief time that you'll be answering calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 2 right now plays trivia next after Tausch tells us about Fortrea.
Oh, Fortrea, got a bunch of studies for you. Not always just for big people. That's what we're going to focus on. But Fortrea Clinical Trials has a bunch of studies. If you're looking holiday season coming, you need a little cash, you got travel, whatnot. Fortrea Clinical Trials, healthy overweight adults ages 18 to 65, BMI 30 to 40. Study with 3 stays of 7 nights, 12 follow-ups, $14,148 for your time and participation. And also have another study, healthy adults ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32, 1 stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 for your time and participation. And if you refer a friend, you get another $400. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Hey, let's play some Monday trivia, shall we? Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Jeff in McFarland. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Victory Monday.
Well, we'll see if it's a Victory Monday for you in trivia. The category is the Sports Weekend Recap. And one Mark Tauscher has question number 1.
All right, Jeff, which quarterback became the last regular starter to throw a pick this season during the first quarter of his team's game on Sunday? Is it Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, or Drake? May I have a do-over on that throw?
Say those first two again, please.
Josh Allen or Trevor Lawrence?
Josh Allen.
The Buffalo Bills put it on the Seattle Seahawks 31-10 yesterday, despite that first interception for Josh Allen. Question two, Jeff, and I'm a little disappointed, frankly, because you gave Jesse quite the big laugh.
That was a good, that was an authentic laugh.
Yes, it was very authentic. Super disappointing. All right, Jeff, question. No, it's okay. All right, here we go. Question number two is this. And, hey, if Jesse has a funny line,
Jesse's having a day.
Often. Yeah.
He's winning the poll. He's jinxing. He's calling me jinxy. He's winning that. He's getting laughs. He wins Steinhoffels. Taking a couple days a week off has kept him fresh. He's been smart.
Load management. All right, question two, Jeff, is this.
Me and Kawhi.
The Packers aren't the only team winning games with walk-off kicks. Which other NFL team won its second straight game by making a field goal as time expired? Was it the Cleveland Browns, the Arizona Cardinals, or the New England Patriots?
I believe it was the Cardinals.
Indeed, back-to-back wins after...
I thought they stink and can't beat anybody, is what I was told.
Four and four now. They were 2-4, and now they've beaten the Chargers 17-15 on a walk-off on ESPN+. And they beat the Dolphins 28-27 on the road yesterday on a walk-off field goal.
Didn't the Packers almost pick up their kicker?
They did. They had him in for a workout. Chose not to sign Chad Ryland. Chose instead to wait for Brandon McManus to be fully available. All right, question three goes to Old T. You see?
Which NFL team scored the least amount of points Sunday? Is it the Saints, Titans, Seahawks?
Ooh. I will go... Let's go up New Orleans Saints. All right.
He's on it today.
Talk about your Victory Mondays.
Perfect week.
Yeah.
Although,
in fairness.
Oh, you jinxed it.
No. See, we do perfect week. To the person who got them all right afterward. We don't do it right before they compete the following day. And say, we got a perfect week going.
Some of us do it to the person the following day.
The jinx is not occurring now. Jeff, four entries into Friday's drawing and a chuckle that Jesse gave you. What a day you're having. Almost as good of a day as Jesse. Thanks for playing and thanks for your loyalty to the show, buddy.
All right. It was excellent. Love you guys. Bye. Love you guys.
We'll see if Jesse can keep his very positive day rolling with a very strong rendition of Whoa Nelly coming up next. But first, speaking of positives, how was Old T's weekend on the Prize Picks? Good, bad, or UGLY, you ain't got no alibi. It was ugly. Which was it?
Not great. Not a great weekend for Old T on Prize Picks. I must have jinxed myself. Prize Picks, the best way to get real money on sports action. With over 10 million members and billions, that's with a B, of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. You just pick more or less on two players for a shot to win 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. So your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if they leave in the first half and don't return, Prize Picks will keep your lineup live. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as four correct picks. Download the app today. Use code WI. You get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run
your
game.
Whoa, Jinxie is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse, keep his magical run going like Malik Willis. He's had a great day. Let's see if he can keep it going with Whoa, Malik.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
How about that Hail Mary for the Commanders against the Bears, huh?
How about the fan capturing Tyrique Stevenson being a complete and utter idiot, trash-talking, gesticulating, not paying attention while a play is going on? How does that happen, Tausch?
It shouldn't. I don't know how it does. I don't know how you don't use a timeout there if you're Eberflus to reorganize. It's a just, from a coaching standpoint, that was basically malpractice, what we saw at the end of that game. You don't realize Romo's up there drawing that up like, oh, you're throwing out. Not many quarterbacks can throw it 65 yards. That's what Daniels did. I don't know any that can throw it 85. I think they picked up 15 yards on that out route to McLaurin. And the fact that Eberflus after the game said that wasn't a big play, it was a monster play. You don't just give yards. Railroad track it, let it go, and then go smother around. You don't let people just get in that position because Hail Mary's crazy stuff happens. You don't ever want to put yourself – obviously, you'll take your chances that you're going to win the game. And you could say, well, that shouldn't happen. But it does. And then to not have one of your players ready, that guy deserves all the grief he's getting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just dumb. But that's you go over that. To the fact that you are doubling down on saying that that wasn't a big deal when, by the way, who's Washington's coach again? The dude with the backwards hat.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn said, we don't get to pull that off. We don't get those 15 yards.
Right?
I mean, the opposing coach tells you. So just a complete and utter just coaching malpractice by the Chicago Bears. And that's a game they, first off, shouldn't have won anyways. Washington played a lot better than them.
Okay.
But they did. And you have to, when you're in that position, that's going to be tough for those coaches to have the players. Like, that is a weird combination of how you figure all that out, because that's a gut punch that a young football team, I don't know. We'll see how resilient they are if they can bounce off the mat, because that was a big-time uppercut that Washington gave them.
Yeah, that was ugly. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
The New York Jets and former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Packers wide receiver Davante Adams are 2-6. After a 25-22 loss to Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, and the hapless New England Patriots. What do you think? They said after the game, Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach, that the Jets are in the darkness right now, which definitely seemed appropriate. Aaron Rodgers also referencing it as well. He was asked after the coach said it. He said he's been to the darkness. You got to cope with it. They're coping with being 2-6, Tausch. What do you make of what's going on with the Jets?
Yeah, they're just not a very good team. And Aaron Rodgers is not Aaron Rodgers from 3 or 4 years ago. He's coming off of an Achilles. He hadn't play last year. It was going to always be ugly this year. I don't think any of the some of the people that thought, well, I think had they caught a rocket early in the season, maybe. But when you have a bunch of dudes that come in and aren't really tied into the program, and you have some failures and things that don't go well, and you got a lot of mercenaries, it makes it tough.
Mm-hmm. Independent contractors.
This thing is done. And I don't know. The fascinating part will be, will Aaron Rodgers play any more football after this season's over? And does it get to a point, if it's a 2-10 operation, do you see what you, some of your young players have? That's where this thing is trending. Hey, I might be completely wrong. Maybe I'm jinxing this, and the New York Jets go on the run of runs and end up winning a world championship. I feel fairly confident I won't have to be taking on those questions from Jesse, if that is how it plays out.
Jesse, did you see the video of his press conference after the game?
I saw it on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt last night, yes.
Weekend recap, sure. His hat, he had it, the way the lighting was in the like visitors post game at Gillette Stadium, he had his hat down low, and like he was in like a shadow down to like his top lip. It was like, and then I thought of you doing your Bane. I've been to the darkness. I was born in it.
My like, cup has it was ice weird. In it. I can't do it right now.
It was weird. Yeah, it's it's a scene, man. I wonder. Again, I know for a fact that Davante Adams was really mad at the low ball offer the Packers gave him originally. But the way things have played out for him, I don't know what his next stop is. But as Evan Cohen pointed out on Twitter, I believe he'll be half a season and done with the Jets, and then on to another team looking to finish off his Hall of Fame bust with a team that has more success. By the way, for a guy who won our Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award 3 times during his time in Green Bay, he left yesterday without speaking to reporters. And he never does that.
Was he injured? Was he injured?
Nope. He just didn't have anything to say, apparently, or didn't want to say something he shouldn't.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jason, does Aaron Rodgers play any snaps in 2025?
I have a really hard time picturing him going out if this ends up spiraling further than it already has, like that. And on the flip side, I still think there's enough bad quarterbacking in this league that someone will say, well, he's another year removed from his Achilles. We got to try something different because our guy stinks.
Minnesota.
And welcome to Cleveland.
Minnesota.
Cleveland rocks. I don't know. Do you think he's done after this then?
Pittsburgh is not tied to anybody.
It's true.
Mike Tomlin might actually get him to do as he says instead of trying to take over the program. I'm not sure.
Whoa, Nelly!
How about Dallas reuniting with Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys, if Mike's still there? Cowboys lost on Sunday Night Football despite a valiant effort against the San Francisco 49ers in a comeback. The Cowboys are now under 500 at 3-4 on the season. It's not looking good for Big Mike and Big D. Do you think he makes it longer than Aaron Rodgers does with the Jets?
I think it's going to be the same. I think they'll both make it through the end of the season. And then it's going to be reboot time for everybody involved. That would be my prediction. So, same. I don't know if that was one of the choices.
Seam.
That's where I'm picking, though.
It wasn't.
Seam. Okay, well, that's where I'm picking.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not easy to go beat the 49ers on the road. The fact that they got blown out at home.
Arizona did it. You just told me that the Arizona Packer game doesn't count because Arizona stinks. So.
I don't think I ever said it didn't count, but you can misquote me if you must.
By the way, Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle are all 4-4, tied for first in the NFC West, and the Rams are 3-4. So all four teams within a half game in that division.
wild, wacky stuff. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last but not least, usually in the weekend recap trivia, I ask who scored the most points. This time we asked who scored the least points. It is the Packers' next opponent, the Detroit Lions, who scored 52 in a rout of Tennessee yesterday. Some thought that maybe that would be a trap game looking ahead to the Packers next week. It was not. The Lions put their foot on the gas and took care of business. Tausch, do you believe entering the game this week that the Lions are the best team in the NFC?
In the NFC, yes. Yep. And I think Green Bay is second best as we sit here today.
As the crow flies, some might say. I agree with Tausch. And that's where we'll end it. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
You know I love the YouTube comments. Shout out to John in the YouTube comments on the ESPN Madison YouTube. I think we have Aaron Rodgers' next team. I like your Pittsburgh answer.
Oh. Okay, what do you got?
Tennessee. You're going to need a bridge quarterback to your next quarterback of the future. He, as John points out, recently built a home in Nashville, right?
I don't know. Did he? I know
I believe
a lot
so.
Of his crew has.
He and Cobb are in like the same neighborhood, okay. If I remember.
Okay, good. Okay.
So there's another option for you. Again, they could have just kept Malik Willis and figured out how to make him as good as Matt LaFleur has made him, and then they'd have their quarterback down in Tennessee.
I think Tennessee's going to end up with a number one overall pick this year. I think they'll take a quarterback.
Yeah, and let him sit until after Thanksgiving.
Carolina. There's a lot of bad teams out there.
And some bad teams that are winning games at the end, like the Arizona Cardinals. All right, so Tausch, we got LaFleur at 230. I'm guessing we're not going to have much clarity on Jordan Love's availability for Sunday. No. Is there anything you'd like me to get to with him that you think is important?
I mean, I'm still intrigued. I know Jordan Morgan played a little bit yesterday, but no, I'll leave that. I got enough stuff on my plate. I'm not going to be able to help you with your job today, unfortunately. I wish I could, but I can't.
What?
You don't wish you could.
No, I do. I usually have some idea or frame of reference that I'm intrigued by, but I just, yesterday was a great win. And I don't think there's not a ton outside of the injury part of it. I feel pretty good about where we're at.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. All right. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks for all the calls and the
What the heck was that?
You were a little disinterested there in my question. I mean, I kind of ask you that every Monday at the end of shows. I'm just saying.
But hey, LaFleur, what you got? Nothing. I'm good today. We'll see you Wednesday.
It's a good win. We'll talk to you tomorrow. That's it for us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.